Hi there, buckaroos. This is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. We're happy you're getting the habit of dropping around to the tack room here. You know, you're always welcome. And Tarzan backs me up on that. Quiet down there, boy. Every once in a while, buckaroos, I get to thinking how lucky I am to have someone feeling towards me as Tarzan does. You folks with dogs or pets know what I mean. That's the most genuine kind of feeling you can have. There's no money or anything like that mixed up in it. They just sort of like you for what you are. There are folks, you know, who latch onto someone for what they can get out of them. Greed's a funny thing. Just let one fellow make a strike and everybody's piled on his back like a bunch of buzzards. I'll tell you more about that and what I mean after Buck here tells you something you'll find mighty interesting.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West, where cowboys still follow the cattle trails. Stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, you know, I can hardly wait to hear Ken's adventurous story today, and I guess nobody ever outgrows enjoying the fabulous tales of the West, of cowboys and Indians, of circus adventure and hidden treasures. That's why I'm going to let you in on my secret. I bought a Diamond K record album of Ken Maynard stories. Yes, I did. Of course, I'll have to admit that they were supposed to be for my kids. But when the records arrived and the kids put the first one on the phonograph, I was right there with all four of them listening, and I just couldn't leave until I heard both of the stories. And you should have seen my son's face when Ken Maynard said,
"Hello, Dave. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you."
Yes, Ken said that right on the record. And you can bet that all the kids in our neighborhood, all 40 of them, have been in to listen. And buckaroos, you'll get the same thrill when you have a Ken Maynard record album for your very own. Personalized with your name spoken right on the record. It's a beautiful album with colored pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the front. And inside are two big 8-inch pure vinylite, absolutely unbreakable records with two complete Wild West stories. Now, because these records are made with the most expensive materials that we can buy, you can play them over and over again, and you can't wear them out. So don't wait another minute. Send your name and address and a little old $1 bill to Records in care of this radio station, and your album will be mailed prepaid right from Hollywood. Now, here's that champion, Ken Maynard.
Well, to get into the story, a while back, not too many years ago, Tarzan and I were appearing in a rodeo at San Berdu, at the fair, I believe it was. As I remember, it caused quite a stir. Not me and Tarzan being there, but because of something that happened. Seems some prospecting fellows, modern ones, were probing around with their Geiger counters looking for uranium or something. Well, one of them kicked over a stone and boom, there it was. Not uranium, but an old cap and ball pistol that was so badly rusted, the thing almost fell apart. Now, in these days of smart shooting six guns, the cap and ball pistol is going back pretty far. Well, the finders got to fooling around, cleaning off the rust, trying to find some identifying marks, and sure enough, on the handle, almost rusted off, was a name Smith. Now, usually so common a name wouldn't attract much attention. But the old-timers started putting two and two together, and finally they decided it must be the old gun of Pegleg Smith. Now, Pegleg, they called him that because he'd lost a leg somewhere or other and used to hobble around on a stick attached to the stump of his leg. You know, like old Long John Silver in Treasure Island. Well, in those days, old Pegleg was just a bum, hanging around the saloons, mooching drinks and chow, making the most of the sympathy that the Pegleg of his aroused. But Pegleg so overdid the thing that the boys used to get out of sight when they heard that familiar tap-tap of old Pegleg's wooden leg approaching. I guess Smith had sunk about as low as a man can get before something happened. Pegleg had been gone for quite some time, and the boys were breathing a sigh of relief when one night they heard the familiar tap-tap. The boys looked at one another as if to say it was too good to last, just as Pegleg entered. He was looking mighty happy. "Hiya, boys," he said with a wave of his old knotted hand. Then as the boys watched, sort of uncomfortable-like, Pegleg stomped over to the bar and pounded his fist so hard the glasses shivered. "Drinks on the house," he shouted. "What do you mean?" glared the bartender, coming up to Pegleg. "I mean I'm buying," said Pegleg. "For the whole house, as much as they want." Well, that sort of broke the tension, and everybody started to laugh. Old Pegleg offered to buy anything was a bit too much for anybody to believe. I'm meaning to yell Pegleg, and he planked a bag of gold out on the bar. It was so big he had everybody's eyes popping out. Well, you never saw such a rush in your life, and Pegleg Smith was as good as his word. He kept shoving out the gold as fast as it was needed. Well, Buckaroos, you can just bet your life that old Pegleg became a mighty popular man thereabouts. He went out of his way to pay back many times over all those who had ever done anything for him. I'll finish my story in just a minute, and don't miss the finish. It's a humdinger. But before I get back to the story, I just want to tell you, hay shirt owners, how mighty proud I am that I have so many friends. Why, gosh darn, they tell me the postman can hardly carry all the letters that come in each day asking for hay shirts like mine. I told you the story, didn't I? How a fellow designed this hay shirt for me to wear while I'm practicing tricks with Tarzan to get ready to travel again with the circus, and how all the kids in the neighborhood wanted one like it. Well, the fellow says it still goes. If you want a real Western hay shirt like mine, made especially to fit you, you can get it for just a $1 bill. The hay shirt's real pretty. Sandy color with my Diamond K brand right smack on the front in bright red, and Tarzan and I are looking right at you. So if you want to join the rest of the kids, let's join the Diamond K Ranch. Just send me your name and address. Tell me what size you wear, a 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12, and enclose a dollar bill and send it to K-Shirt in care of this radio station. Well, in those days, San Berdoo was the last big town before the desert, and it used to attract a lot of rough characters along with the good people. Folks were beginning to do a lot of speculating about just where old Pegleg got his gold. And after he'd emptied his pockets and disappeared from town, they kept their eyes on the bulletin board in the post office for a picture bearing the likeness of Pegleg Smith, with a big reward being offered for his capture. But when it didn't show up, and Pegleg blew into town again, loaded down with more of the gleaming stuff, that old tap-tap of his was a mighty welcome around the whole town. Now, it so happened that there were a couple of really tough hombres in town. One of them had bruises on his wrists that couldn't have been made by anything else but handcuffs. Seeing gold was just too much for them, and they decided then and there they were going to find out where it came from. So when Pegleg had spent all his gold again, they kept him in view, and when he left town, they followed him. Now, the desert in those days was pretty tough. You might think that Pegleg, with his wooden stump, would have a hard time of it, sinking down the sand as you'd expect. But old Smith was right handy at getting on and off his burra. Nothing seemed to bother him at all. For days, the ex-convicts, because that's what they were, kept Pegleg in sight, just waiting for him to lead them to the place where he got all his gold, not realizing what a smart one old Pegleg really was. And it wasn't until their water was getting low and they begun to realize that the water holes where Pegleg led them were getting drier and drier. Time was what old Smith had plenty of, so he just kept leading them on. Well, I don't need to tell you what happened. And these weren't the last fellas, by any means. If old Pegleg Smith was to collect the rewards for all the wanted bad men he got rid of out there in the desert, he'd have had a fortune as himself. But then he had so much gold already, he wasn't interested, except in leading his followers from one dry water hole to the next, until they either gave up or died of thirst. And then he'd load up with gold again and drop back later into San Berdoo and get a fine welcome from everybody. And soon he'd be gone again. It got so old, folks could just start a sense when Pegleg was due back, and the deadbeats for miles around would flock into town for the occasion. The sheriff used to make the most of the opportunity, too. As he put it, what crooks and murders old Pegleg doesn't cause the death of in the desert, he leaves on the floor at the foot of the bar. All I have to do is look him over and drag him off to the calaboose. Never heard of one man's money doing so much good before. The town ought to erect a monument to him. But old Pegleg never got the monument, much as he deserved it. Well, one night the town, especially the Good Time Saloon, was crowded, as it only was when Pegleg was expected. All the deadbeats were there with their ears straining and straining to hear that familiar tap-tap of the best loved wooden leg in the world. But it didn't come. And folks were getting grumpier and grumpier. The deadbeats were causing trouble. The sheriff was having a hard time keeping order. And then someone heard a sound that brought the whole Good Time Saloon to absolute silence. As the sound came nearer, all eyes were on the swinging doors. Then the figure of a man crashed through and fell to the floor. A cry went up from the crowd as they looked down at the crumpled figure, but it wasn't Pegleg. Even though he had the familiar bag of gold in his hand, it was an army deserter who said, when they revived him somewhat, that he was crossing the desert from Yuma when he found Pegleg Smith dead, with a bag of gold beside him. Then the deserter up and died, too. Oh, I tell you, Buckaroos, never was a man mourned more than was Peg Leg Smith. And for a time, there was some talk of building him a monument. But folks get forgetful about those things. There were those who said maybe the army deserter killed Peg Leg for his gold, letting greed get the best of him. But to this day, no one's found the remains of old Peg Leg, and no clue has been found until that old cap'n ball pistol, the Smith's name on it, turned up. And the finding of it surely set the tongues wagging in San Bernardino, and many an old-timer smacks his lips when he speaks of old Peg Leg Smith and offers his own views on what happened to the old codger and comments on the source of his fabulous wealth, the secret of which died with him.
Well, that was quite a story about old Peg Leg. You know, Ken, I've heard of him for, oh, many, many years, and I'm sure that you are very familiar with the story and all the facts of Peg Leg Smith, too. And, folks, that is a real, true Western story for you, and what a lot of excitement it packs. Now, I know you kids are going to find much the same wonderful action-packed tales on the Diamond K album to play any time you want. You'll hear stories that you'll want to hear over and over again, and to play for all your friends. And what a thrill when you hear Ken's voice speaking right to you on the record and calling you by name. For instance, Ken will say,
"Hello, Jay," or "Hello, Val,"
or whatever your name is, and he'll say it right on the record. Now, just remember, you can't buy these Ken Maynard records in any store. This is his own private Diamond K album of 78 RPM standard speed records that can only be ordered by writing to this radio station. So send your name, your address, and a dollar bill to Records in care of this station. Now, maybe you have a friend to whom you'd like to give a record album, one of Ken's Diamond K record albums. If you have, simply write the name of that friend and your name and address so we can send it to you and enclose the dollar bill and send it to Records in care of this station. And remember, these records are made of pure vinylite, and that means they're absolutely unbreakable. And not only that, but you can play them over and over again without wearing them out. They're made of the finest material that money can buy. Now, these records have a picture of Ken and Tarzan on them, and there's pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the album, too. So send today your name and address and a dollar bill to this radio station so Ken can say hello to you. Your album will be mailed direct from Hollywood. Now, here's Ken once more to tell you about his next story.
Well, folks, it's time to bring our story round up to a close. This is Ken Maynard and Tarzan, closing up the tack room at the Diamond K Ranch till I see you next time, when I'll tell you the story, Ghost Rider of Loma Escondida. We'll be looking for you. And in the meantime, get your $1 bills in the mail now for some real Western fun. So long.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy, stunt rider, and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. We hope you're one of the regular visitors to Ken's tack room. The door's always open here at the Diamond K Ranch every weekday at this same time. Invite your friends to come along for a trip into the adventures of the wild, wild West. And we'll bet Mom and Dad will enjoy these stories, too. Ken is a real riding, roping, shooting cowboy who's traveled all over the world looking for excitement and lost treasure, starring in circuses and rodeos, and he's chock full of rootin' tootin' stories. He'll be looking for you. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.